That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable.
I'll tell you what, that is one timeless love song. All right, so here we go. Taking a look at whether it's a good idea to engage, indulge in sex during pregnancy. Again, Barb says it's cool. Now, what about that happy surprise? She says also that a lot of women experience this while pregnant. An increased interest in sex. It might be a result of the increased blood flow to the pelvic region, which leads to more spontaneous lubrication and more powerful orgasms. As the hormones increase, the breasts also start getting larger. Women and their partners can be turned on by the changes in the breasts, or find that the rapid growth results in pain and tenderness in the breasts and the nipples, which could lead, of course, to hesitation or avoidance of intimacy altogether. Both experiences, the increased pleasure, the onset of pain and discomfort, are normal. Often the combination of nausea, fatigue, anxiety, and hormone fluctuations makes sex seem like the last thing that the woman wants to do. You might feel so tired, pregnant ladies, our pregnant mommies-to-be, that all you want to do is sleep. Some couples avoid it, of course, because they feel like the baby is watching, or because your new figure, stretch marks, or other body changes are less than flattering. Celebrity photos of perfect post-pregnancy bodies might cause women a little body image concern, and even these feelings are normal. But whatever your desires or lack of desires, the most essential aspect to your sexuality while you're pregnant is open communication with your partner. Now, what about this? Giving birth, whether vaginally or by cesarean section, is difficult on your body. After a woman delivers a baby, it takes typically about 4 to 6 weeks until she's ready to have sex. So talk to your healthcare provider for an individualized timeline. Even after you're given the okay by your physician, your healthcare provider, you might still feel too tired for sex. Don't worry. You can enjoy intimacy in other ways. You can exchange romantic text messages with your partner throughout the day. You can cuddle in bed before going to sleep, or before getting up, take time to kiss. Verbally affirm each other. How many of you really like hearing your partner say, "I love you"? It can go a long way. Be creative. If it's still uncomfortable, for example, when the man is on top of the woman while she's lying on her back, what a lot of people call the missionary position, try other positions, like lying side by side. Are some red flags, because I know you want to have an idea what to look out for just in case. All is not well and is not a good idea to be engaging in sex. Well, certain things to be on the lookout for. Vaginal or abdominal pain. Blood or fluid leaking from your vagina. Yellow or green discharge coming from your vagina. Pain or frequency with urination. Your provider might also recommend avoiding sex if you're carrying more than one child, if you have a history of preterm labor, your placenta either partially or fully covers the cervical opening. So, you know, good idea to talk with your doctor, your healthcare provider. And you can be about the business of, you know, having a good idea of whether or not it's safe for you to make that move. All right. Now, that's it.
unforgettable too.
Let's take a listen to Secret.com's discussion about, well, skin and how it can be reprogrammed to actually grow new organs. All right, here we go. Reprogramming skin.
Developed an incredible new technology that allows them to reprogram skin cells into any cell an ailing body needs with a single touch. The technology is called tissue nanotransfection. It involves using nanochip technology that could generate any kind of cell within a patient's own body. The new cell could repair injured tissue or restore function of aging tissue, organs, blood vessels, and even nerve cells. Here's how it works. A nanotechnology-based chip about the size of a postage stamp is placed on the skin and stimulated by an electric current. In less than a second, the chip creates nanometer-scale entry pathways into tissue cells, or basically provides a way to access skin cells, like an opening. These openings can be used to deliver a cocktail of reprogramming factors. This cocktail is a combination of genes that reprogram the cell's DNA. Reprogramming the cell basically turns a skin cell into an induced pluripotent stem cell. As you probably know, stem cells can then be reprogrammed into any cell the body needs, and it does all this without hurting the patient or having to take the cells out of the body, which is how we currently do stem cell therapy. This technology allows any cell to turn into a stem cell, provided, of course, it's a dividing cell. Skin cells naturally replenish, so they are a perfect, fertile land where elements of any new organ can be grown. In this study, the team was able to reprogram skin cells to become vascular cells in a mouse's leg that was in need of better blood flow. In 2 weeks, the leg was saved. Skin cells reprogrammed into nerve cells were also able to repair the brains of mice recovering from strokes. This technology is still in the research phase. So far, it's only been tested on mice, but the team hopes to begin clinical trials soon. The implications of cell reprogramming are huge. Something as simple and easy as this method could change stem cell therapy forever. Doctors could just recruit your own cells to fix a problem, and it's not like you're short on cells. Why not put them to good use? Nanotechnology is super cool. Maybe you think so too. You can buy nano.news or nano.expert from domain.com.
What do you think about that? Reprogramming skin cells to become other skin cells, or as they also said, organs. Can you imagine that? Taking skin cells, reprogramming them to help heal the brain from the effects of stroke. Skin cells reprogrammed to become nerve cells that help the lady's leg recover to the point where she didn't lose it. Fearfully and wonderfully made, I tell you what. Well, I want you to be thinking about ways that you can let some of life's best moments come through you, and to the extent that you need to, take a break. Step back from all the activity, rest a while, recover, regroup, refresh, so that you can indeed let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.